This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is February 6th, and on this date in 1894, a simple design by William Painter was granted a patent for something still used today, a bottle sealing device. It was the culmination of a project that began 2 years earlier when Painter received 3 patents for the design of it. Up to that point, there had already been 1,500 types of bottle stoppers designed, prompting the trade press to write, quote, "It's pretty hard to get up anything in the stopper line which is not already covered." Undeterred, Painter said the only way to do this thing is to do it, and came up with another bottle cap. It was called the crown cap, and it is still the mainstay in the bottling industry today. And throughout history, United States presidents have been spotted on the golf course enjoying a round or two. But it was on this date in 1968, one round of golf in particular took things to a whole new level, as former President Dwight D. Eisenhower sized up a par 3, 104-yard at the 13th hole at the Seven Lakes Country Club in Palm Springs, Florida. He proceeded to accomplish the Holy Grail by sinking a hole-in-1. Now, he had had plenty of practice leading to it. It is said that over the course of his 8 years in office, he played 800 games, and his passion for the sport would even lead him to a spot in the Golf Hall of Fame in 2009. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in Today is History.